ride. I'm riding on a midnight train. All right, this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show, and we're here for another week. Lots of great music up ahead, and a very special guest, Andy Mason. I'm very excited to speak to this gentleman. He is a First Nations singer-songwriter from Ottawa, Ontario, and he is passing through Vancouver for a very special occasion. It's a fundraiser that's coming up, organized by David Roy Parsons, who is also joining us today. And he's an old friend and a guest we've had on the show before. And David and Andy will be talking about the fundraiser very soon. And Andy Mason will be playing some songs as well. Stay tuned in to the show. This is Stranded. We always play some older music, older Australian music up front. And this week I'm choosing to play The Cruel Sea. On a somber note, the brilliant guitarist James Cruikshank from that band passed away just yesterday after a long battle with brain cancer. The Cruel Sea were really a seminal Australian band. They formed in Sydney in 1987, and of course featuring Tex Perkins, a legendary Tex Perkins of the Beast Suburban as well. That's his other band, but Tex is the front man for The Cruel Sea. They're a fantastic instrumental band, surf guitar band, but became a big, big alternative rock band too in the 90s. And The Honeymoon Is Over is probably their best known album. So I wanted to play for you at least a couple of tracks from this album right now. So to pay homage to James Cruikshank, the guitarist, much loved guitarist from this band, The Cruel Sea. Here is the classic Black Stick from The Honeymoon Is Over record, 1993.
storm clouds away.
Bed no more, you can't ride in my car. I won't let you go for me, baby. It's never gonna get that far. I'm gonna send you back to where grandfather hell it was you came. And then I'm gonna get this tattoo, change to another girl's name. Oh, it ain't no fun no more. I don't know what to say. The honeymoon is over, baby. It's never gonna be that way. Come on. Yeah. Well, you can't borrow my shirts no more. You can't make a love to me. I hope don't be up there no more. Ain't the way it's gonna be. I should've left you, baby, back in that last time. Just the kind of fool you made me, girl. I'll never live it down. What to say? The honeymoon is over, baby. It's never gonna be that way again.
Hi, this is Audie from Broken Bones, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And all I'm going to say to you is, fuck off and go.
Okay, so we are here on Stranded, the Australian Canadian music and talk show, and a couple of real classics there from the Cruel Sea, a legendary Sydney band featuring the great Tex Perkins as the frontman, and James Cruikshank, a guitarist, exceptionally a gifted guitarist, and apparently he's a gentleman who did a lot for a lot of people in the music world in Australia, a lot of mentoring, and sadly he just passed away from cancer at a fairly young age. So, a lot of people in the Australian music world are very sad about that, and I just wanted to quickly pay my respects and play two songs from the Cruel Sea album from 1993 called The Honeymoon Is Over. Let's move on. We do have our special guests here in the studio. Live joining me is our old friend David Roy Parsons and Andy Mason. Hello, guys.
How you doing?
Hello.
Very good. Thanks so much for coming down. You guys are teaming up to host a fundraiser at the Wise Hall on Friday the 16th of October. And it's called the Art Scan Circle Fundraiser Variety Show. And maybe we should talk about this right up, and then I want to talk more about you guys as friends and your history. So okay. Maybe, David, can you tell us about the fundraiser?
Yeah, okay. It's for ArtsCan Circle. That's a non-profit that sends musical instruments as well as creative mentors to First Nation communities across Canada, especially up north, in the far north. A lot of people are getting together to contribute to this. We've got artists contributing art. We've got the ArtsCan Circle regional coordinator coming to show a short doc about the project and about the project's founder. And a lot of musicians, great musicians coming. And we'll have raffles and art that's been donated by various artists. And
it's all taking place at the Wise Hall, a great venue, on Friday the 16th of October. So that's in a week's time.
A week from today.
Yep. And Andy Mason is one of the principal performers. Mm-hmm. And, for a very good cause, artscancircle.ca for more information. There'll be food there. I see bannock and pumpkin soup.
Yeah. Yes, there's going to be Haitian-style pumpkin soup. And what makes it Haitian is that it's got things like, there'll be a vegetarian version, but there would be chunks of beef and probably sweet potatoes and cabbage and stuff like that. Mm. And there'll be bannock.
Bannock, lovely. Yeah. And what's this? There's a movie, Walk in My Dream?
Walk in My Dream is 1 hour. We're going to start it at 7 p.m., so it'll be served with dinner. And at that time, from 7 to 8, dinner is going to be by donation rather than a set price. And Mike Stevens, it was a Nashville-based studio musician. He was considered amongst the top in the world for country and blues harmonica. And he was on tour, and his tour found him up north, and he found himself at one point in a crowd of children who were, like real children, who were sniffing gas. And he started playing harmonica to them, so... And they loved it. And this is where the idea for ArtsCan Circle was born.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for letting us know about this. Definitely, this is an incredibly good cause to attend the ArtsCan Circle fundraiser. You have a catchphrase here too, breathe in the world, breathe out the music. Yeah. Simple and beautiful.
Absolutely.
Thank you, David. David Parsons, of course, will be playing. And we know him well. David, of course, has been a guest on this show. You can catch the older interviews we recorded at the blog ozstrandedradio.com. Type David Parsons in and you'll hear David play some music. But today, Andy Mason will be playing a few tunes for us. Andy, it's so great to meet you. You've had such a rich career in music across Canada. You're Mohawk First Nations from Ottawa?
Correct.
Born and bred in near Ottawa or?
No, I grew up in farm country near about 30 miles from Niagara Falls. And I taught myself how to play music when I was a little kid. And never thought of pursuing it really professionally until the 80s. And then I got lots of help starting from people like Gary Farmer, who's a big actor, musician, Graham Greene, Floyd Westerman, Don Franks, David Campbell, who lives here in Vancouver. They all basically just, along with my family, my older brothers and dad, just kind of pushed me towards that, you know, and said, you know, you've been waiting to do this for a long time, so now is your time to do it. So I started writing and playing with different musicians and learning the craft, and, you know, I did a bunch of, you know, low-grade tours with cover bands and stuff like that until I moved to BC. And Dave and I teamed up and started recording music. He already had some stuff in the can. And he said, well, you know, like there's the studio, there's the places. Let's, you know, get in there and let's hire some players. And so we did that and ended up releasing a CD. We re-released it in 2008 and it got a couple awards in the States. And it afforded me to be able to play with, you know, bigger venues and bigger places, and eventually I had to go home. So I went home and been doing it ever since out there. I've been touring around Ontario and playing new music, old music, the CD, whatever, you know.
That's so fantastic.
Plus, I do acting and writing and stuff for people. And
well, I'm really excited to have you share your music with us for today. Do you feel like getting straight into a track so people know what you're about? This is Andy Mason.
Okay, I'm going to play a song that's been around for it's been around for close to 30 years. It was a minor hit in the Aboriginal radio, if I can find a pick. And I've got one. Lots of people know it across Canada. It's been aired on video and TV, and it's been in documentaries. And it's called... That was it. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I can't think of a nicer way to be than to be with you. Just to think of you looking at me that way, and that to love me like you do, makes you sing ya yo, ya ya yo, ya yo, ya ya yo, ya yo, ya ya yo, ya yo, ya ya yo. And I can hardly wait for us to walk together to that mountain far away. Makes me wanna sing ya-yo, ya-ya-yo, ya-yo, ya-ya-yo, ya-yo, ya-ya-yo, ya-yo, ya-ya-yo. And I must tell you that our love is true. If you believe in me, you must see that you should walk beside me, and like the wind we will soon be free. Ya-yo, ya-ya-yo, ya-yo, ya-ya-yo, ya-yo, ya-ya-yo, ya-yo, ya-ya-yo. If you can't walk with me, I'll have to walk alone, but you can't harmonize with me. I won't face the fears that only we can face, for the fun we'll have walking when we sing. Ya-yo, ya-ya-yo, ya-yo, ya-ya-yo, ya-yo, ya-ya-yo, ya-yo, ya-ya-yo.
Wow, that was incredible. A bona fide
49
classic.
Music.
What is the song actually called?
Called It is called the Long Walk 49 song. It's a style of, I guess you could call it a style of native social, First Nations social music.
Right. You know, this might be a good time. I wanted to do this live on air because I don't know, you might know about this or not, but I'm holding up a CD. Have you heard about this, Andy? This is Native North America Volume 1, Aboriginal Folk Rock and Country, 1966 to 1985. A brand new compilation.
No, I've never heard of that one.
Oh, this is
never heard of that one.
This is brand new. It's a definitive, incredibly put together compilation of First Nations music. I've played a lot of it on the show. It's put together by a gentleman named Kevin Howes, and he lives in Vancouver.
I know him.
You know him, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can't give this to you to take away, but I hope you can get a flip through it at least and write it down and maybe get a copy because it's got incredible biographies of First Nations artists.
I wonder if it has Willie or any of my buddies in there. Willie Dunn?
It does. He's track one. Yeah.
Willie Dunn's was a good friend of mine. He died about 2 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. He lived very close to where I live now.
Yeah.
We were really good buddies. He used to hang out with my older brothers and my dad in the 60s and 70s as he was starting his career. And his first two albums are classics.
Wow.
They're classics. I mean, I remember singing those songs, Ballad of Louis Riel and School Days and all that stuff when I was like 10 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
I Pity the Country is a song from
that's
him.
That's a beautiful song.
Yeah. Well, you know, if I'd like to see you, Andy, in another. There's volume one. Who knows if you get in touch?
You never know.
I think he's barely scraped the surface with the rich heritage out there.
Is it North American or just Canadian?
It is all of North America. So that's a lot. That's a lot of territory to cover.
Is there a Paul Ortega or Floyd Redcrow Westerman in there?
I'll give you a look through. Here. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure you'll recognize
Willie Thrasher. I've played with him. I met him a long time ago. It was Willie Mitchell, I think, that I met. Yeah.
Yeah.
Phil McKenzie's on here. Lawrence Martin. We just had dealings with him recently, actually. He's written a couple of hits. We played a show. I played as a lead guitar player about 2 years ago. Yeah, David Campbell's on here. He's a friend of mine. Shingoose, I know Shingoose too, from way back in the 80s. But I don't really know. Oh, yeah, okay. Lots of Willie Dunn on here too. But I don't see no. I don't see no Paul Ortega. I don't see no Floyd Westerman.
I'm imagining there's going to be more volumes coming out. This has got a lot of press, you know, and it's in a lot of good record stores, so people are buying this It's a great thing. So, yeah, folks, we're talking about Native North America, Volume 1, and it's out in all good record stores around Vancouver anyway. Aboriginal Folk Rock Country, 1966 to 85. So there you go. So we're speaking with Andy Mason today, and he's just played us his track, The Long Walk 49 song. What does that expression actually refer to?
In 1984... 1983-84, we did a long walk across Canada, long Red People's Long Walk for Solidarity. We started in Victoria and we ended up in Ottawa, October 12th, which in the States was known as Columbus Day. And starting in the 70s, they petitioned the United Nations to, you know, get other countries, particularly in the United States, to change Columbus Day to International Indigenous Day. So the song was written on the subway in Toronto, and it was basically meant to bring people together to, you know, for that walk. And it became a theme song sort of for that sort of issue. And it was played on the radio a couple of years later before it was even recorded professionally. We didn't record it professionally till like 1992, 93 or 94, it got recorded professionally. And then we went back and remixed it for the album. But it's been around. That song's been around for 30 years.
Wow.
You know.
Well, thank you for sharing, and we will be right back and we'll hear some more music from Andy Mason. You're on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show.
As one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio.
Let's see here.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody.
God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Isn't there anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots, global, unembedded, international, independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Okay, we're back on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. We have a blog, ozstrandedradio.com, with lots of our interviews up there and podcasts from the last 5 years. Today's extra special guests are Andy Mason, all the way from Ottawa, Ontario, and David Roy Parsons, an old friend of the show. And they have come in to talk about the ArtScan Circle fundraiser at the Wise Hall in Vancouver on Friday the 16th of October. That's a week away. And it's a great lineup. Andy Mason, a band called Unseated, David Parsons, Christina Emmett, Nydia Cascade, and more. And it's in aid of the organization ArtScan Circle, which is an organization devoted to assisting First Nations youth. So thanks again, David and Andy. Mm-hmm. Andy has already played us one song, and I'd love to hear another one. But first, I just wanted to ask you a bit about in your bio. Can you tell us about back in your coffee house times when you were given a name, which means he who makes beautiful music? What happened there? Who gave you the name? And
well, in April 1986, I went up north fishing with some old Ojibwe fellas. And basically, they were all musicians, and one of the guys used to build dobros. And when we went up there near Parry Sound, Ontario, that's all we did all weekend was eat fish, play guitars and stuff. And when I got back, one of the elders, his name was Billy Salt, he's now gone, fellow from Thunder Bay area, he asked me, you know, do you have a traditional name? I said, no. And he just smiled, and he goes, okay, you know. This was at a coffee house right above the Elm, right beside the Elma Comb, the famous Elma Combo on Spadina in Toronto. And so, you know, I was kind of a little bit nervous. Why did he ask me that? You know, I'd never been given a name. And then in the middle of his act, he called me up on stage. And I'd been playing there on and off for about 3 years. So he called me up on stage and he said, you know, says, we found your name. And they proceeded to do a naming ceremony, and they gave me the name Galtawumchigit. And it's actually Ojibwe. I'm not Ojibwe. My dad's part Ojibwe, but I'm Mohawk and Upper Cayuga. So he basically did this naming ceremony, and then sort of poked me in the ribs and said, "Well, now, kid, you got a name to live up to."
And onward and upward, yeah.
So you know that was. Around the same time as I did Long Walk 49 the first time, too.
Right. So, yeah. Well, thanks, Andy. And I'm keen for another song if you're ready.
Sure.
You're live on the radio on Stranded.
Live. Hey, well, this is a brand new song. This song has only been performed a couple of times before. It's going. I just made a live concert video of it, of us playing. We were doing a benefit last week with some singer friends of mine back home that I co-write with. And the first time I played, it was actually at the Kingville Folk Music Festival with Ken Whiteley, and George Collar jumped up on stage and played it with me. And it was the first time it had ever been played in public. And the song basically speaks about the issue of apathy when it comes to the murdered and missing Aboriginal women in Canada. Because there's about 1,200 of them at last count. And don't want to be misunderstood when you gotta cut to the chase. 'Cause every time I see your face, I find it hard to let it go. But there's something I can't explain, and feelings are hard to show. Life giver told me all of this. Life giver, was there something that I missed? Oh, life giver, and what you carry is gonna keep us all alive. Don't wanna hurt nobody's feelings. Don't wanna make a dumb mistake. It's easy just to let it go away, ain't it? Judgment is mine to make. Then sometimes it gets to them old feelings, and it makes it hard to turn away. My sister tears disappearing daily, and it's breaking my heart today. Life giver, or could it be like this? Life giver, there's danger in your midst. Oh, life giver, 'cause what you carry is gonna keep us all alive. It's harder now to be silent when we see it all come to this. I just try to love you all, but this pain I certainly won't miss. All the places I have been to, people met in love, I tell you I don't want to lose you, but I think I had enough. Life giver, the water carriers. Life giver, someday the children will remember. Oh, life giver, and what you carry that's gonna keep us all alive.
Wow, an incredibly powerful song here live in the studio. This is Andy Mason, and a song about anguish, about the issue of missing and murdered women that our government continues to ignore. Thank you, Andy. That was really special. Is the song called Life Giver?
Correct. Oh,
yeah.
It was actually inspired by a painting by a fella named J.R. Bolger. And I saw the painting and it brought tears to my eyes because it was all these images of water and whales. And it was this almost African-looking woman in wearing this hat. And out of the hat sprung all of this life. And he was going to call it something else. And I pointed at it and said, you have to call it Life Giver. Was why, and I told him what I saw on it, and he just sat there, and that was the original inspiration for the song. And then, you know, the issue of the murdered missing women kept coming up in news while I was trying to write it, so it just, that's how it was written.
Well, it's very special, and thank you for sharing that here with us. It's such a new song as well.
Brand new. Well, it's a year old, but it's only been played 3 times live, maybe.
Yeah.
So,
and possibly this coming Sunday, I should say, of course, Andy is playing a couple of shows in Vancouver. Of course, Andy and David here are here to talk about fundraiser next Friday at the Wise Hall. But also this coming Sunday night at the Railway Club.
Correct.
On the North Stage, Andy will be playing. It's the Stranded Sunday Sessions number 12. Of course, here on the show, we've been hosting every second Sunday of the month for the last year. At the Railway Club, and Andy will be playing, headlining this show this coming Sunday from 8:30 sharp. Myself, I'll be opening the show. M. Lund, I play music myself. Awesome. Lindsay Kupsa, she is a great singer-songwriter. She's been a guest on this show, and David Parsons and Annie Mason. So please come on down this Sunday. I know you've got a get to a ferry tonight, but maybe there's time for one more song. But I wanted to, at least before you go, chat a bit about David and yourself again. David is someone I know who's really helped, inspired a lot of people with their art, and Joey Only is one of them, I know. And so can you tell me a little bit more about how you guys first connected and your connection? Yeah.
Well, we met, we were both street buskers in Ottawa. We were busking in the Rideau Centre Mall. There used to be a glassed-in bus mall on both sides of the street where the buses would come to pick people up. So people would have nothing better to do but stand around, and the acoustics in the place were crazy, were beautiful. So, and we both had some mutual friends, other musician friends, and we met up, and we used to hang out and party and all of that. And then he told us one day that he was becoming a jazz musician. And a bunch of us were sitting around and said, really? I didn't know you could play jazz. And he pulled out his guitar and started playing a few chords, you know, strumming jazz arrangements, you know, C9s and E11s and all that. And I was like, wow, Dave, I had no idea you could do that. And, you know, skip ahead about 5 years later, and I come out west to hang my hat and start over. And Dave and another mutual friend of ours came to the rescue and said, hey, man, you know, we'll help you get your start. And that was, you know, we started a little production thing going. And then we were doing a special party. Dave was playing. My band, Andy and the Trixers, were playing. And they'd heard of this young guy who was basically camping out at the Woodward's building playing music. And they kept telling us about him. And Eric... our friend Eric kept talking about him too. So I was like, well, let's get him to play. So this, you know, tall, lanky kid shows up with a guitar and an attitude and, you know, and some songs. And we said, okay. So we listened to him play, and I'd never heard of him before. And I walked across the aisle to Dave sitting there, and I was like, you know what? See this guy playing here? He's pretty good. He's got some attitude, man. We could work with that. And Dave was like, you think so? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, I kind of like him too. So when the show was over, we walked over to this guy, and it was his name. He called himself Joey Only. And we walked over to him and said, hey, you know, have you done any recording? Have you done? And he goes, oh, well, you know, I mess around with it, but nothing serious. And we had just started working on this production stuff. So we were working with a couple different studios. We had friends that worked and owned various studios downtown. So we said, well, why don't we bring this guy into the studio and see what his songs are like? And that was basically Joey's first record, Radical Folk of the Great North. And he wanted mandolin and harmonicas and all this stuff on there. And so I jumped up to the plate and said, okay, I'll play your parts for you. So he played the guitars and the basses and some of the drum percussion stuff, and I added the rest. And we had basically a hodgepodge of singers and, you know, different musicians come through and lend their voices. One day we had about 10 of us standing in this room and singing as many different voices as we got. We're singing like this. We were singing like this.
We were singing like this.
We were basically trying to sound like a bunch of townsfolk. And there were a bunch of townsfolk from Smithers and, you know, Vancouver and Surrey. And there were a whole bunch of us standing around trying, making our voices sound as, you know, crazy as possible to sing backups on his songs. And it turned out great.
Awesome. Yeah, well, we've played a lot of Joey's music here on the show, and we will again. He has a new album coming out now soon. He's living up in Wells, of course.
And, yeah. I'm doing some shows with him the week of the 20th.
That's right. That's right.
Do you know three shows, I think.
Where is it down here? Or?
We're going to be playing. I'm going to be opening for him at the Wise Hall on October 23rd.
Yeah.
But I'm playing the Jack of Clubs. We're playing. Where's that place? Oh, I don't remember the dates now. I'm playing a date at someplace in Forest Grove, I think it's called.
Mm.
Forest Grove Road with Joey. There's like three shows, and then we drive all the way down here to play the Wise Hall on the 23rd, and then I'm gone.
Yep. So, yeah, Andy Mason is playing the Wise Hall twice this month then. So the Friday the 16th of October with David Parsons and the Art Scan Circle fundraiser. And then, of course, on the 21st, you said?
The 23rd.
But in the short term, of course, Sunday night at the Railway Club here in Vancouver, Andy Mason will be playing with myself, M. Lund, David Parsons, and Lindsay Cusper.
Yeah.
So, David, before we have one more song maybe from Andy, can you get us up to date with where you're at these days?
With where I'm at these days, well, I mean, I guess the last little while, I've been, I mean, I'm writing songs, I'm playing the odd gigs. I've had two new kids in the last 3 years, so touring is something I haven't been doing so much since then, but I try to play locally, and sometimes I travel and do one-offs. And the last month or so, I'm getting all excited and nervous about the fundraiser on the 16th.
That's right. So
we've had associations with Arts Can before. I played for them at a fundraiser for Folk Music Ontario a year ago next weekend. I did a feature there, and you would do a fundraiser where they would put up a stage and let anybody come into play, provided they donated something to Arts Can. So I think I donated $50 or something. I can't remember what it was. And I went and played a short set, and, you know, and they stayed in touch with me a little bit.
Great. Well, a very good cause, ArtScan.
It really is.
Organization dedicated to assisting First Nations youth in Canada.
It was actually John and Michelle Law that first suggested this to us.
That's correct.
And the idea was that we go as mentors, right? Because they send creative mentors. And maybe a year ago, I was looking at their website, and it's like, oh, they're calling for fundraisers. That's something I can do right here and
correct
very effectively. And I will go up north one day, but I think I can do more in my own neighborhood than I can actually up there, as much as I will get up there.
Hmm. Well said. Well, Andy, if you have time, maybe for one more song before you've got to get off to a ferry, I understand. This is Andy Mason live.
Alrighty then. This is a song dedicated to the families and Indigenous struggles around the world. It was originally written about Arizona, a big mountain in the government, the U.S. government, and multinational corporations' attempts to take over the land and stuff for resource development. But it was inspired by that. It's a little thing I won a Native E Music Award for.
Even as we're sitting here right now, we're dragging us away. We're not dead and gone, brother. We have just begun to light the day. Quiet on the dark side of the valley tonight, and I'm sitting here alone. I've been waiting for a long time, little brother, now to talk on the telephone. I can't wait to get on the road, sister, to see your face again. 'Cause it hurts me when I see the people laughing at my brother lying face down in the rain. Take me down gently, slow and easy. Kiss me in the morning, in the sunrise. Show me that you love me. We won't cry no more, but we got some miles to go. Pray that I see you tonight. Suffocates me in the city tonight. I wish I was far away. And I'm trying not to miss you too much, little sister. Tomorrow's a brand new day. There's a battle raging in the desert tonight, and it's taking so long. There's a fire in the sky burning brightly. The armies gather as I write this song. Take me down gently, slow and easy. Kiss me in the morning, in the sunrise. So made it to love bear. We won't cry no more. We got some miles to go. Pray that I'll see you tonight. Even as we're sitting here right now, they're dragging us away. We're not dead and gone, brother. We have just begun to light the day. And if I had my way, sister, we would all be free. You and I'd be here side by side. There would be no more captivity. Take me down gently, slow and easy. Kiss me in the morning, in the sunrise. Show me that you love me. We won't cry no more. We got some miles to go. I pray that I'll see you tonight.
Thank you, Andy Mason. Another live track. We'll be right back on Stranded.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Right, so that was fantastic. Andy Mason just played one more track for us called Battle Raging. What a great way to end. I should I guess probably this is a time to say this is my last show here for a while on this slot. I'm moving away for a while. It's likely I'll be able to continue this show at a different slot with a podcast that I'll send through from where I am. But this will be my last show for a while here right now. AustrandedRadio.com is where you'll find the podcast of this show up pretty soon. And thank you, David and Andy, for coming down. Again, the fundraiser is at the Weiss Hall, the 16th of October. It's in a week's time. It's for the ArtScan organization that does incredible work for First Nations youth in Canada, primarily in the north. Where resources can be thin on the ground. And Andy Mason is playing. David, can you let us know about some of the other performers?
There's Unseated, which is, there's elements of hip-hop and Latin in there. They're a band that's going to get everybody dancing for sure. Think maybe like Chili, Red Hot Chili Peppers kind of, you know?
Yeah, very similar. Yeah.
Very similar to that. And they're a First Nations band, as their name might suggest, Unceded, as in unceded land. Vancouver is on unceded land.
Most of Canada is unceded.
Probably, I don't know. Yeah, I'm no expert there, but anyway. Okay, and then there's Ndidi Cascade, and she is hip-hop for sure. I don't know how else you'd define that, and very, very powerful. I think she's going to be with her DJ, so that makes her act probably, she's a good dancer, so I imagine it's going to be pretty entertaining, and very powerful lyrics as well. Then there's a band called Himalayas, which... it's sort of bluegrass oriented. They're going to be at kind of starting things out, and it's going to be their first gig ever. And I've listened to their stuff, and you wouldn't know it's their first gig ever, but that makes it extra exciting. So, and who else? Felonious Punk, which is some of the members of High Society, and they're forming. With some other people who aren't from High Society, they're sort of forming. I'm guessing from the name, it's a little bit punk rock, but that's just a guess. Mm. Felonious Punk, right?
Yeah.
And who else?
Christina Emmett.
Christina Emmett is a very good friend of mine, and in my opinion. Just about one of the best songwriters around Vancouver today. Okay. Mm. There's me. And, we may do a couple duets together, Christine Amid and I. But I'm not guaranteeing that right now. But we've talked about that, and it might happen. Mm. And, then there's going to be the Bannock, the Pumpkin Soup raffles, 50-50 raffles, a Cuban cigar raffle, and an art raffle, and probably loads of fun. It will be loads of fun.
What a great eclectic mix of acts. And so it's at the Weiss Hall in Vancouver, Friday the 16th of October, for the ArtScan Society. And don't forget, Andy Mason is playing also this coming Sunday night at the Railway Club. And David, both of the gentlemen we're speaking to are playing in the north stage of the Railway Club, an intimate space with myself, M. Lund, and Lindsay Cusper. So get on down. 8:30 sharp, we'll start it. Thank you so much, Andy, for coming down, and great to meet you.
Thank you.
And David again.
Thanks for having me. It was fun being had.
Yes.
Thanks a lot for having us, Matt. And thanks for participating too, Andy, in the fundraiser.
Oh yeah,
and thanks, Matt, for having us.
We do, and Andy will be headed back to his home in Ottawa in due course, and continuing his life in music. David, well, let's play. I want to play a track from your CD, and then one from Nitty Cascade, I think. Okay. Matters of Survival, I mean, they're all great. I have this at home. Any you'd like us to play? Or
I would say maybe Sweet Silhouette.
Yep, let's do that.
Yeah, okay.
Track 7 on David Parsons' CD, Matters of Survival. Thanks again, guys. You're on Stranded.
As the sun sets down over Canby and Powell comes a sight it's hard to ignore. As she stretches her legs along the window ledge across the street, hit the patio floor. Nobody here could tell the age of her sweet silhouette. Could be 100, could be 25. Wouldn't be a waste if she sat like that each sunset long as she's alive.
My name is Chris Connolly from the band Hot Panda, also known as your professor. Let's get one thing straight. If there's some of you that think this class is going to be a walk of the cake or a flop about in the park, you are sadly mistaken. Half of you will drop out. And the other half of you will wish that you were dead. If I could offer any advice to those of you still hell-bent on attempting to pass my class, it would simply be to keep your radio tuned to CITR 101.9 when you're in Vancouver.
Seems to already where I I'm in the darkness, hand on me, cornerstone. I reach out to the vastness, I'm alone. Feel cold, searching for my opposite. North, south, we are magnets, let's connect. East, west, cut from the same rock. Different time zone, but we in the same spot. Different houses, but we on the same block. Try to stop us, no, it'll never stop. Serious vanity. The world spins on the whims of polarity. Feather of lead, bright smoke, coal fire. And on the down low, I keep reaching higher. Amalgamate, only to separate. A love hate makes haste at a slow rate. A close day, I feel dead alive. Hard to hide that spark in a lover's eye. I'm tired, but I lie and the truth. To make sense of it, nonsense, no use. Obtuse, I cue my angle. Watch the pendulum swing like a gold bangle. Crossfire, in a bit of strife, a pair of star-crossed lovers take their own life. I see a world that is unseen, where civil blood makes civil hands unclean.
Okay, so that was Nadidi Cascade, who was also playing at the fundraiser we just spoke about, Friday the 16th of October at the Wise Hall for the ArtScanned organization that does really excellent work for First Nations youth in the northern regions of Canada. Some great hip-hop, so there's a very wide range of music that's going to be on at the fundraiser at the Wise Hall. And before that, of course, was David Parsons. And track number 7 from his album Matters of Survival. The track was Sweet Silhouette. David's actually still here. What's that song about?
Sweet Silhouette. Actually, I wrote Sweet Silhouette on the patio of the Cambie Bar and Gas Town. Yeah. And the inspiration behind that was, I think at that time, I don't know if it's still there or not, but at that time, there was a dance studio across the street. And some of the dancers, they would kind of sit on the, sit sort of along the window ledge of the dance studio, just above the Cambie patio. And, you know, guys would all be looking up drooling. and I thought, you know, I'm going to write a song about this right here. Yeah.
Cool.
It took 2 seconds to write, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks again, guys. Andy Mason, thanks for coming down. And David Parsons and everyone, get on down to the Wise Hall Friday, the 16th of October.
Come on down!
For the Art Scan Circle fundraiser. And, of course, this Sunday at the Railway Club North Stage from 8:30 p.m. sharp, M. Lund, myself, Lindsay Cusper, David Parsons and Andy Mason. Okay, so let's press on. We have about 15 minutes left of the show. I wanted to play for you a band, good local band who've been guests on the show, Wild Kind. And they had an EP that's just been released, came out in August. I want to play a track from it. And then an extra track they've just released, which is actually related to the election that's on. So the EP is Let's Sail. The band is called Wild/Kind. Let's play track two, You and Her and Me. You're in Stranded.
Just can't sleep, my eyes won't close.
Said some honorable members of parliament, how levers inside your head move. honor of the members of Parliament. Sets in honor of the members of Parliament. Honor of the members of Parliament.
Okay. All right, we're back here on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. We have about 9 minutes left before African Rhythms. So that was Wild Kind, Vancouver indie rock band. Really nice people. I interviewed them. They actually feature an Australian on drums. Natalie, I think, is on drums. And that's a perfect song to play today. It's called Honourable Members of Parliament, Oh No. And it's got a really cool cover of, it's clearly Stephen Harper on the cover of this EP single, in a contorted position playing, what's that game where you get down on the ground and put your hands in coloured circles? Twister? Is that it? Yeah, Twister. Well done, Wild Kind. It's such a catchy song. And the lyrics all are up there on the Bandcamp. So we're almost out of time. And as I said before, regretfully, this is my last show live doing it anyway here at this slot. I'm moving out of Vancouver for a while to work. But fear not, the plan is to get a podcast happening that once a week here on the station, but there's no way to tell which time slot that will be. But in the meantime, ostrandedradio.com is where you can find us, all the archive shows and all the interviews. But for now, I wanted to play for you something special. This is a project called Two Stowaway. Matt, he is a friend of mine, Matt Bubica. A gentleman that I met, he's an Australian expat, and he has been living here in Canada, based in Toronto, and he makes music under the name Two Stowaway. And he just got back in touch, and he's sent me his EP that he recorded in Toronto, and I played it for the first time today, and it's great. And I really wanted to play for you at least one track from it. The EP is called Surfin'. And I listened to the whole EP, and it felt like a great mix of kind of early Go-Betweens and Velvet Underground kind of stuff. Really, really great songs, very direct. And this is a song called Surfin'. So the project is Two Stowaway, and let's play you Surfin' right now. The EP is Surfin'. Yeah, sorry, the track is called Surfin' too.
Surfing with you. Surfing.
Gone and now it doesn't seem long till all you had just falls away. When everything is gone to the break of dawn, will you live just for today? I set in sail for a promised land. I'm bound to fail so you understand. Now the time is right, so in the dead of night you call, I'm bound to take 1941 before rising sun, then kill for killing's sake. Ripples dance neath the shallow moon. Before this chance moves away too soon. Time to be alone for a foreign stone to take away your falling free. Within a life that's torn into the break of dawn, in time you know you're set to see. Mariana, 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 Mariana.
Okay, so that was two tracks from an album that has just been released. A gentleman named Two Stowaway. He is a good friend. He's got in touch with us on the show. We interviewed Two Stowaway on the show about a year back. So our blog is ozstrandedradio.com. And if you type in Two Stowaway, two words, T-O-S-T-O-W-A-W-A-Y, and you can hear it. The great chat we had with Matt. Just it's so cool to interview Australian artists who pass through Vancouver. That's it just makes this show so much more special. And he has this EP out called Surfin' that he recorded in Toronto, and you heard two tracks from it there: Surfin' and Shallow Moon. produced by Michael Timmins. Great stuff. Well done, Matt. It was great to chat with you again today here. So that's just about me out of time. So we do have African Rhythms up next. David is not quite here yet. So I just want to leave you, I think, with some... I can't remember where I picked this up from, but it's a CD called Australian Rhythms. It's a compilation on Sony Music. It's just some Aboriginal music, various artists here. It says in the back here, featuring a blend of traditional ambient world and contemporary music, Australian Rhythms is a magical journey of Australian Indigenous music with performances by world-renowned didgeridoo player, arranger, and songwriter David Hudson and more. So I wanted to leave you with a track here now called Walkabout from David Hudson. And thanks so much for listening to the show. It's meant a lot to me to be able to do it. Thank you, CITR, for all your support. And I will be back in due course. African Rhythms up next. Oh, I should say, if anyone is listening, well, yes, people are listening. what I mean is, if anyone is listening in Vancouver, Chris Horrific, a long-term host on the show here of Parts Unknown, he is doing a live show tonight, which he does around town fairly frequently, but it is he's saying it's a one-hour show, and Chris never does one-hour sets, and he's decided to get up and do a full one-hour set tonight at 8 p.m. At the Toast Collective at 648 Kingsway. Get on down. Chris Horrific is an amazing human being, and he's the first person I met here at CRTR Radio, and he's inspired me a lot and supported me a lot, and I want to support him tonight. So anyway, I'm just going to leave you now with this track from African Rhythms. A track from the CD Australian Rhythms, and then African Rhythms will be up pretty soon.